Задание 2. Вы услышите диалог. Определите, какие из приведенных утверждений A, G соответствуют содержанию текста. 1. True. Какие не соответствуют? 2. False. И о чем в тексте не сказано? То есть на основании текста нельзя дать ни положительного, ни отрицательного ответа. 3. Not stated. Занесите номер выбранного вами варианта ответа в таблицу. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start.
Hi, Mike. It's so good to see you. I haven't seen you since the prom.
Oh, hi, Jean. Yes, the prom was great, wasn't it?
It certainly was. I have already watched the video of it 100 times, I think. But where have you been? You disappeared right after the prom.
Well, my parents went to Peru on a special expedition. You know, they are doctors, and they said they wanted to treat children in Peru during their summer vacation.
Was it a charity project?
Well, I'm not sure. They certainly didn't get paid for the 3 weeks there, but they knew that. They just wanted to help. They thought it was a shame for people with the medical skills and knowledge like theirs to have a beach holiday somewhere in Spain.
Your parents are very good people. You must be proud of them.
Oh, I am, believe me.
But still, I don't understand why you joined them. It must have been very dangerous there. You know what I mean? The tropical illnesses, wild animals, poisonous plants.
Well, I had to have a few shots, the ones which were absolutely necessary. Of course, I knew a trip to Peru might turn out to be dangerous, but I wasn't afraid. After all, my parents are doctors. If anything had happened with me, they would have cured me. Luckily, all of us were fine, including me.
What did you do there? Did you help your parents all the time?
They worked very long hours there, but I couldn't help much because I don't have any necessary skills. I now know exactly what I want to do in my future life. I want to be a doctor.
Look who's talking. Your parents must have spent ages trying to talk you into following in their footsteps.
Well, they finally succeeded, didn't they? In Peru, I repaired orphanages and played with the kids there. I did some other odd jobs, but when I become a doctor, I'll be able to help much more.
I see you have very strong motivation now. What do your parents think about it?
They support me. I'll join the Red Cross when I get my diploma.
You'll have to study for several years before it can happen.
I know, but it's my dream, and it will eventually come true.
Okay, good luck then. Look, I've got to go. My mum is waiting for me. We're going to do some shopping.
See you later then.
See you.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the text again.
Hi, Mike. It's so good to see you. I haven't seen you since the prom.
Oh, hi, Jean. Yes, the prom was great, wasn't it?
It certainly was. I have already watched the video of it 100 times, I think. But where have you been? You disappeared right after the prom.
Well, my parents went to Peru on a special expedition. You know, they are doctors, and they said they wanted to treat children in Peru during their summer vacation.
Was it a charity project?
Well, I'm not sure. They certainly didn't get paid for the 3 weeks there, but they knew that. They just wanted to help. They thought it was a shame for people with the medical skills and knowledge like theirs to have a beach holiday somewhere in Spain.
Your parents are very good people. You must be proud of them.
Oh, I am, believe me.
But still, I don't understand why you joined them. It must have been very dangerous there. You know what I mean? The tropical illnesses, wild animals, poisonous plants.
Well, I had to have a few shots, the ones which were absolutely necessary. Of course, I knew a trip to Peru might turn out to be dangerous, but I wasn't afraid. After all, my parents are doctors. If anything had happened with me, they would have cured me. Luckily, all of us were fine, including me.
What did you do there? Did you help your parents all the time?
They worked very long hours there, but I couldn't help much because I don't have any necessary skills. I now know exactly what I want to do in my future life. I want to be a doctor.
Look who's talking. Your parents must have spent ages trying to talk you into following in their footsteps.
Well, they finally succeeded, didn't they? In Peru, I repaired orphanages and played with the kids there. I did some other odd jobs, but when I become a doctor, I'll be able to help much more.
I see you have very strong motivation now. What do your parents think about it?
They support me. I'll join the Red Cross when I get my diploma.
You'll have to study for several years before it can happen.
I know, but it's my dream, and it will eventually come true.
Okay, good luck then. Look, I've got to go. My mum is waiting for me. We're going to do some shopping.
See you later then.
See you.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.